Okay.
What shall we do, he said.
Speak.
Say something.
Okay, governor.
Who wants to speak? Recording.
Maybe we don't need that.
How is it happening?
I would like to report on my breakfast today. When I sit at the table, I feel the heaviness of my body. When the body touched the chair, and before I eat, I aware that my finger touched the glass of water. And when I put the glass of water in my mouth, I feel the cold go from my mouth, go through the throat, and it's finished.
Paliting ya, di kain aku, di kain paliting.
Doktor ini mana angin sarok, karena aku lihat kainnya, makanya aku kainnya nampak ye, ye tahu lagi doktor di, terakhir di Ewa bro, di luar.
Okay. No, no, yeah. 大家请回来，蓝小达都听到了。
Only while eating? What about the rest of the time?
The rest of the time, yes. When things go slow, I note. When things go fast, I just aware and understand the situation. Just follow the process. Most of the time, I accept the situation. Some other time, I angry, upset, or confused, and I just understand it.
What do you mean, note?
I used to know body and mind. Everything happened, I know. Like when I see, I know seeing. When I eat,
labeling.
You say this word in your head, in your mind. You say seeing. How to? So PBA long ne, PBA pian ne, ne tua alumyo note. Mian so you know, you are. So what is important is only just to know what is happening. Like when things go fast, you said you just know what's happening. It's only important to do that. You don't need to note.
No,
it's not important. No? Labeling, noting, labeling like a mechanical. That's not important. You recognize, you see. Yes, I know.
So I don't have to do slowly.
No. Slow to learn labeling.
If you slow, then labeling will come.
I used to do that because of habit. So I am in the process to convert from noting to be aware of things going on. That is what I'm doing right now.
Like what the process is like, or the noting, noting, and the
Okay, I have a comment.
That's good. Yeah, just keep.
Noting is not important. Knowing is important. Huh?
Knowing.
Recognizing.
Recognizing.
Thank you. When you recognize things, do you need to label them?
Naturally,
the mind already labeled. Okay. One time, two times, mind is labeling is already. But not all the time, this happened there. No. Touching is no need. You touch something, the mind already says, oh, touch. That's in nature, that's no problem. But not all the time.
So, I'm sorry. When nature happens, just let it happen. But when you don't know that, when you see things and then the mind automatically know what is it.
Yeah.
But when you don't know that, so do and
don't know,
want
not
to
aware.
Know that. Is it okay? Like we can, like if we don't know what happened in the process of the mind, like if we go back to investigate. We want to know what happened, but you don't know. You know that something drive that consequence. Like you know that there is some desire, some kind of desire, but you don't know exactly what desire is it. You don't need to know.
No. Just recognize this happened.
Yeah, that is
enough.
You know
yeah.
that's your desire. And you
yeah, that's enough. Not need detail, very detail. If you mind clearly, naturally the mind say it is what it is.
So we don't need to investigate,
not now.
Analyze.
Not now.
Okay.
Wait.
Not now.
Okay. What? Now you need to know is just recognize what's happening. Just recognize what's happening. If your mind is stable, then move, investigate. That time the mind can do investigate. If you're not ready yet, you investigate, the mind is more difficult.
Busy tension.
So
it can reduce the tensions at the limit of the mind, because sometimes when the mind come back and not want to know, investigate what cause of that, sometimes you know the cause, sometimes you don't know. But if you go deeply to try to find cause, it's a tension.
Tension is not deep.
So should we be reuse the tension as a limit that stops?
Yes, that should stop. Yes. Because you cannot see. The mind not enough energy. That time you try and become dense. Let the mind grow. If naturally the mind know itself, it's okay. Not cannot know, just recognize. Not try to find the cause. That time.
I have a question too. Like when I'm meditate in the stupa, not in here. So there over there, they have a lot of light.
Flight.
So
when, in the cinema hall, many flights. Yeah, I experienced yesterday.
So when we meditate, the flight comes to your eye, to my eyes, to the nose, everything, the body. That first, we accept that, like we learn how to accept that, but not really accept.
No, cannot.
So, but we recognize that. I recognize that is an accept that by telling to accept. But we recognize that mind, and then we said that no, let that happen to see that what the fly do, and then what the mind react.
Yes.
And then that acceptance is more easy and is natural and is
easy. That's right.
But when after that, the like at that state, I accept the flight. But after the like when I'm not meditating anymore, I reach for the bottle. Drink the water.
That
and
time.
The moment when I put the bottle down, I see the flight. I put the bottle next to the flight, not on the flight. But I know that so very good before I put that, they are intention of killing the flight. If I have a design to put the bottle on top of the flight, I know that I cannot, I might not be able to kill the fly, but I had intention in that, and I know that I did not put the bottle on the fly because of the practice of not killing physically.
Mind want to kill.
But the mind, the intention still there. So how come that we practice to not have that intention? Because intention still there. I don't know.
You cannot do this. Not practice cannot kill. How to say? มันตายออกจริงนะไม่รู้เลยไอ้ intention ตีโตีมาไปตะเกมอุตส่าห์ขึ้นมา
Yeah so in meditation the practice is to recognize the intention because only when you really see what happens in the mind then you have the choice to not do it
so when you practice the more practice the more skillful you are the more wisdom you are and this wisdom will
yeah leading
you
leading you yeah if you control don't kill but intention is killing This is a sila, but sila, there are two kinds of sila. One kind of sila is control yourself, but the mind is want to kill. Another sila is the mind is don't want to kill. This is another more higher sila. This is a siddhika sila, we call it the mental sila. No greed, no dosa, that's why you cannot want to kill. This is a more higher. First, we need to control, don't kill. But later you learn your awareness, your mind. This mind agreed, dosa, want to kill, lobha or dosa coming. Every time you watching, then you understand it, this is no good. Then when understand coming, this mind gone, then you
naturally.
This is a more higher level.
So by that, by the practice, the understanding, the wisdom grow. And then it hold you to from doing unwholesome.
Yeah, naturally, yes.
And then it's that because of the practice that hold you from the doing the unwholesome practice, so it will cut down the journey, what the shorten the journey to the samsara by the practice in that way. Can we look at it in that way? The circle of birth and death. Because of the practice to create
the leading
wisdom,
that wisdom arising,
that,
yes, arising and sana, craving less and less.
Yeah.
And you know what to what happened again because of understanding, then samsara stop. The mind must be stopped. The mind want to be, the desire stop, then because of understanding.
Remember when I first came to Sylvan, I gave an interview and I reported it about the Anopheles mosquito.
Yeah.
When I saw it, and so many times the mind just wanted to put the hand out to kill it, because I think that is malaria come from. And then, you know, later on it get bother, and then later on you disappear by yourself. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. The more you practice, the more the mind understands.
Actually, it's malaria not come from him.
But we look at that, we're afraid.
Yeah,
he's
afraid, but this is malaria come or malaria no. If malaria is your karma. This is also this knowledge. First, we try to control our don't care, don't do, and but the mind is still have. If you, when your samadhi coming, you sila, you practice sila. I don't care, I don't try to do. Then you determination, the mind don't do this. This is a sila base. Then you become samadhi. When you practice, your mindful, your samadhi coming. The mind not greed, not aversion coming. That time, naturally your mind cannot want to kill because no desire because of samadhi. This is because of samadhi. No? If you're not samadhi, this desire come again.
This desire
and angry, lobha of dosa is come again. If we apply this at more understanding level, because of understanding and lobha dosa not coming naturally.
Only the wisdom that eliminated it.
Yeah, naturally, because he would replace. Then that understanding is very strong. Then naturally, this is black and white. No, light coming, then no dark. So if you wisdom is placed, then defilement not allowed.
Okay.
This is a vipassana wisdom. If you Mekapala wisdom, very strong wisdom, he killed the Kilesa root. So this Kilesa cannot come again. Totally take off. This is a higher level, but understanding level different.
So it works for the other thing too, even the grief, and when I reach for, like, I see that the mind, like what grows my mind is change when. Like when we reach for the food, before we just use the reasoning is that to choose the food, but we see when I reach for the food, so I just said, oh, we should not like greeting, we just
no, small one.
At first, at that, and then the next time, like. Doesn't work. I said no. I need a bigger one, and then we just struggle and big and small.
Yeah.
But when we each time like that, we go back and
watch the mind.
Why can't stop?
Yeah.
And then for over the time, we just reach for something that we reach to the body. Like I naturally like a reach to see that if today I'm hungry or not. If I'm hungry, I take a big bowl. If I'm not hungry, I take a small bowl. It's naturally instead of. Just use the reasoning to say
should or
should.
Yeah.
It's
work that
way for everything.
Practice first, we practice this desire coming. But beginning, the lower is desire. He want to choose big one or small one. This is a normal situation. The nature of the mind is great coming. And you watch. First, you try to watch this mind come down. Then this reasonable thinking can come in. Slowly this become habit. Understand?
Yes.
You watch your desire strong, you watch every time. Then desire come down, then you can think. What should we do? So the mind choose, oh, this is you hungry, you choose big one. You're not hungry, just choose small one. The mind naturally, this is a reasonable thinking can come in.
That's the wisdom.
Yes,
wisdom,
yes,
right?
Yes. Should or not, need or not. Because of no lower less, the wisdom can arise.
Yes.
So first you need to watch your lower mind. Then lower come down, wait. Beginning you practice like this. Watch the kilesa mind. Then come down, then think. Practice like this. Long time become habit. Every time you watch your mind, greed or anger or lover or anger coming, watch, calm down, then think how to do. Practice like this, huh? Naturally, no need to think like this. If you naturally mindfulness continuously, the mind naturally the change is a should or not, need or not. The mind can think. This is the nature of the mind. But some people, they not just watch. Some they don't investigate, some people they don't know. That time we need to say something, think. That time think. If some people already automatically can think, if your defilement is calm down, the mind can think. Reasonable. Okay?
Just a question about the technique, and just want to make sure that I'm practicing in the right way or not. It's like, when I'm walking or sitting, it's like awareness and waiting.
Yeah.
And when there's an object, there's a knowing mind that know the object, and the awareness know that there's a knowing mind. And then I question myself, is that in what state of mind you watching the knowing mind? Let's say your anger or sometimes nothing, no aversion,
okay.
No illusion, no greed or nothing, just watching, and then as an object, knowing, and then aware, and question in what state, aware and question in what state. Is that the right way to,
yes,
to do the practice?
Yes, you watch the object and the watch the waking mind.
So the bottle is it?
Yes, that's right. You check your attitude.
Yes.
Again, that's the right. Yes.
Thanks.
That's more important. Very often you need to check what attitude and you observe this object. Okay. Right. Yeah.
And then somehow like you just said about a fly. You say in the Dharma talk about American way, just asking what next? Just like
American way.
It's just like when the fly is staying right here, I was okay with that. It's just sensation, and I asked what next. He's going to fly. And then I said, reckless. And then I couldn't stand anymore. But I didn't.
You need to think this one. Next one, also, if you think new, new is not problem. If you think this is old one, one by one, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, then the mind is restless. If you think this is new, one. Next coming, also one. Next coming, also one.
Thank you.
This is not problem. Because you think more. Many, you cannot stand. 1, 2, 3. Some people yelling do one time. Second time yelling. Third time yelling, you cannot bear.
Right.
Because you think too many.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I cannot stand. If any time you touch a one, just have any no problem. Only one you can bear. Two, three, you cannot bear. Attitude.
Exponentially.
Yes, you this is not real. You collect, you think many,
right.
But actually it's one time.
Right.
So one, another one, sensation, just sensation, new sensation. New sensation, you interest.
Right. The same thing with the pen.
Yes, the same, yeah. New is a sensation, this new sensation, this present moment.
Right.
If you think 1, 2, 3 is a past. You go to the past, you collect everything, but only your experience is only one. Your experience is only one moment. But you think many. It is your assumption. Actually, reality is one. The concept make many. That's why you cannot bear. One time, two time, three time, I cannot bear. Boom. The sound is a sensation or sound, whatever. The sound is finished. Go. Next one coming, new.
But that's the nature. That's how we live. We live in continuous time, right? So that's why we
this is imagination problem. Imaginary problem.
but you tell us not to fight with it. Just to look at the nature. And that's the nature. That's how our mind works. That's the tendency. So if we keep on...
You saw me out. ပြောကျင်တာကိုကတစ်တစ်တော့ပြောတာတော့ဟုတ်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကလုတာတော့အများကြီးလုလုနေတယ
်အဲ့ဒါသိရမှာ so you need to recognize this nature then you can right way to think right way to think
right we see the tendency but I think that
that's why people are very angry that's why people are very angry if you really understanding nature then your assumption doing this job see you clearly understanding you can accept because of understanding.
But it's not easy because you can see the tendency.
Not very easy. That's why you laugh.
So he gives you the information, but you just use this information to recognize that your mind is doing this wrong thinking. So you recognize each time, oh, the mind is doing accumulation. It's thinking there's many. And recognizing that it thinks there's many, it makes the mind angry. So you just keep recognizing this over and over until the mind understands for itself one day that, well, actually every moment is just one. Until that understanding comes by itself, you will just recognize each time the wrong thinking the mind is doing, which is what the information he's giving you.
But the things I think for some of the things I can do that, but for some of the things it tends to be more rooted, more deeply rooted.
Like you just need to recognize it's rooted. You don't have to take it away. You don't have to take it out. It doesn't have to stop.
Right, I understand that. It's just we need to surface things, right? We don't push things down under the surface. So as long as you surface them, it just seems that you can see them more clearly. How its tendencies, its habits.
Yeah, try to learn this.
But
you need to try learn.
Yeah.
But the things that it very slowly. It got you very slowly. It's not simple. It's not the.
If you one time I explain one time you understanding. Everybody finish. No problem.
You
don't need to practice. Many years. Sometimes you learn something, you understanding some point. Many times. You need time. Many times.
Many years.
Many years. Sometimes you something understand many years. Not immediately. Sometimes you intelligently, you intellectually understand, but not deeply understand. The mind react to it. When do you really understand, the mind not react anymore. Every time coming, he understands already. That is the wisdom leading you.
Okay,
not very easy. That's why I said vipassana is a long time like this.
Okay,
not short time.
Nature,
yeah.
It's not just my problem.
You have two things to take care of. You have two things to take
care of. Everybody like this.
Yes,
that's right. Understanding, any understanding, not only short time. If you short time, your understanding is not real, I think. Not deep understanding. If you deep understanding, the mind no react anymore. You can accept every time. Next time coming, he's looking, already understanding. Then the mind not react. So if you really understand.
It's just that sometimes like I can withdraw myself out of emotion and I just watch it. But sometimes just like a short circuit thing, it just goes straight to that, it just reacts to it.
Yeah.
You know, and then
after that,
I mean, that's very difficult to withdraw and then
you're not skilled enough. Meaning is you're not skilled enough and not understanding not enough. That's why sometimes you involve with this difficulty. Still learning. Continue watching, and why this process? If you understand many things about this, then the mind cannot react.
Can you repeat again about the question? When we have read, then we have to look at the read first, and then when the read comes down,
then look back at this situation. Think about this situation again. That time is wisdom coming.
Okay.
Then defilement is anxiety, worry is come down. then you pay attention to that this situation again. How to do? What should we do? Then that time the mind is think reasonable.
So is that the wisdom thinking? Not,
yeah.
Not your understanding thinking. It's your wisdom that thinking.
Yeah, wisdom and understanding the same.
Okay.
When the desire comes down, the intelligence can think.
Okay.
Wisdom can think.
Okay.
If you defilement is very strong, the wisdom not come, cannot come in.
There's only one place, right?
Yes,
one
you
one
ask that wisdom or wisdom or defilement. The music chair.
Okay.
Like a music chair.
Okay.
You stay, you cannot stay.
Okay.
That's why we try to get it to come down first. Then he can come.
So does that mean that in every situation, we have to wait to see if we have any way, any aversion?
Watch your mind, defilement or not defilement, then you think. Any situation, practice like this.
The problem, because if we have defilement, we cannot think.
No, wait, stop.
Right.
If you
so
think, defilement more, more stronger.
Yes.
Because he momentum. He momentum. When he plays, you thinking, this thinking is motivating the defilement again, more, more stronger.
So at that time, if you have defilement, you just don't do anything?
You stop.
Oh,
don't do
you
nothing.
Look at your
yeah,
mind
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
just don't act anything.
Change the right attitude and watch your mind. First, the mind calm down, then think.
So fighting defilement is by understanding, not by fighting it, not by.
No. Try to fight, not try to fight.
To be right,
yeah.
Fighting defilement or understanding that two of our fight.
Yeah, yes, yeah. This is a big misunderstanding in Buddhism. Buddhism, they said you try to kill the killer. This secret point is. Make the understanding arise. Not try to kill the kilesa. If you dosa and you kill the dosa, dosa square, cannot get died. People tell you cut out the kilesa. How to cut? They don't know, then they cut the dosa. That is a problem. So secret point is how to cut the kilesa. Make the understanding arise. That's why we aware and learn to understand arise. Yes, so when the understanding arising, he already cut.
Yeah, but for the things like greed and anger, I think it's very easy. I mean, it's more easier in terms of when you watch it and it goes away. But the things that for the more for different things like the sense of the self, right? But because I watch myself,
yeah.
I see what I remember and what I recall it every time I it seems that it has something to do with the self, either because I regret it or because I enjoy it. And this seems to be happening again and again, and it seems that those are more deeply rooted. It's not just like anger or greed, it's greed and anger diminish, right? It's decreased. It gets smaller, but those kind of selves...
Self are not easy.
Right.
Self is not easy. Very deep, very strong understanding. Very, very strong attachment about idea about self. It's not easy. This is you more understand about cause and effect, another, no self, another cause and effect. Every time you see, every situation, cause and effect. If you more understand like this, self, slowly weak. Long time, this is a long time.
You will become arahant.
yeah, become arahant. But if the total part is finished, you realize every, first step, the yogi, first step is the, first level understanding of Torabana, he has defilement, stay there, but he understands very well, this is not possible. Very well, this is a nature. And cause and effect, why this coming, why this go away. He knows very well about this. This is the first step, but still have lower dosa, still have. When the alaha is no, totally, no most lower dosa moha. In Sotapanna have moha, stay there. But mesa deity, gone. Wrong view, gone. But defilement is there. Understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Last night, I heard a loud and continuous voice, and I stopped thinking about my step.
Tandaku chan ni lo tua. Lanshaw ni dao ayung pyu lo ma ya raw ayung
ma oh when you're walking
yes
You cannot pay attention your leg.
I have a loud and continuous voice.
Loud and continuous voice where?
Last night.
Last night in your building?
Yes.
Then?
In the tree and I stopped.
In the tree?
The cicada.
The cicada.
What's cicada?
They make the noise, the kind of insect that they vibrate, the wing and make a loud noise.
Don't pay attention to your leg. Here. The sound.
Yeah,
you hear the sound.
Okay.
This also object, not only this
ear.
Object.
Oh, yes.
You hear the sound?
Yes.
Sound is obvious,
yes.
Pay attention to the sound. Oh, you hear, recognize that your hearing is happening.
Yes.
You're aware, hearing is happening. Enough.
Yes.
You cannot pay attention to this, so don't pay attention to this.
One more question, I prayed for next life I will be a monk. And when I do a good thing, I pray.
Yes, right. Yeah, you do everything good.
Yes.
You can get this.
Is
it wrong to to hope for it? I mean to work for it.
Huh?
Supreme wisdom, Buddha or Arahant. If we are just thinking,
it's
wrong.
Vale?
Supreme wisdom.
Is it wrong? Yeah, I.
Paya supanao malare.
Ah, mamau. No.
No.
Kau nak pichin lah. Loba mo.
Wanting to be good is not greed.
This is a wisdom. Wisdom also want to something happen. Wisdom also.
But that's the aim of what you are.
Yes.
You know,
aim.
Meditating for. You know, we want to have the.
We need to
supreme.
We need to aim. We need to aim. If you have no aim, how to guide in?
Yeah, go. That's wrong.
Not wrong.
Okay.
This is not expectation. This is you wish.
At our age,
this wish you support in your practice.
We're always thinking about a place to go after we die. It's wrong too.
That is wrong. Place or this is not important, place or whatever.
But we can wish for more wisdom and
yes, this is a more important.
Yeah,
okay. Become man, what for?
If you have no wisdom, you better not be a man.
Oh yeah,
yes.
To be wisdom.
Yeah, that's more important. Yeah. The Dadia Shi Lu Jia Ramu Pubio Tao Da.
If you don't think of anything, then your mind will go blank.
Yes.
But
you need to be go. Then this wish, right attitude, right attitude, what right wish. To happen something, this push me present moment do something.
You know, I have been practicing meditation for 30 years.
Wow.
And we start by concentrating on the four foundations.
Concentration
you feel like when you are meditating, you feel like someone hit you in the head, and you after that, and you saw the light and the color. Then after that you feel the vibration in the mind, and after a while now you feel like you have brain wave. I don't know if you can call it. What can we do when if now you give us a new approach? You give me a new approach for concentrating. for meditating.
Mm.
And it's an easier one, you know, so I want to adopt it.
Mm.
But then what should I do with the brain, with the way, brain wave that you got every time you go down meditate?
ဘလို့အရင်တော့ကဘလို့အထုတ်လဲမသိဘူးတနေ့ကျတော့အဲ့ခေါင်းခေါက်ခံရပြီးတော့အဲ့အလေးရောင်နေအလေးနေပေါ်တယ်အယောင်နေပေါ်တယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးဖြစ်တယ်ပြီးတော့နောက်ကျတော့ vibration တွေခံစားရတယ်နောက်ကျတော့ဘရင်းဝေးဘလို့မျိုးဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့အခုဦးစင်းသင်တဲ့ပုံစံကပိုလွယ်တယ်သူတာလုတ်ချင်တယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့ဘလို့လုတ်မလဲတဲ့ထိုင်တိုင်းထိုင်တိုင်း brain wave တွေဖြစ်နေတယ်တဲ့ခံစားတာပါခံစားတာဆိုရင်ရဲ့ experience ပြတ်တော့ not problem ရဲ့ experience ဆိုရင် recognize လို့အဝဲလို့ရုံပဲ
damage သူ nature လို့ယူရမှာ
to brain wave ကဘာမှမသိဘူး
What
exactly do you mean by brain wave?
I don't know. I try to follow it. That's why, you know, I stopped.
He wants to know if it's a sensation, if it's a real sensation inside your head.
Yeah,
you feel something in the head.
Okay,
you know.
So
like,
this is not important.
Yeah.
You can aware this, but you more attention of awareness.
I try to follow it. Analyze.
Don't try to follow the object.
Don't follow the wave. Follow. You just see the awareness.
Sensation. I mean.
So don't look at the sensation. He said, look at the awareness. Can you do that?
More aware than you're aware some object. No, this is object. Everything's vibration or wing wave or experience.
You got in your
head. This is
the
object. That is object experience. No.
But it is still a reason. The reason of your. effort for 30 years and I
think
this is
get
not
it.
Problem. This is object.
Well, tu ai rao pyatana lo ma yu sa. Tu ai rao tu swae tha ra tu nip 30 a thut tha de a chou lo tu ai lo myo yu sa. De ga nan sit ka ai ma twa bro. Kan
ni
a lo myo.
Tin ni. You stuck in the object. No? Your problem is you stuck in this object. This object not very important. You try to aware of you more attention of your awareness this object. No?
But
awareness. The mind is aware. This object, that object, not very important.
Oh, okay, not the sensation that you got. Huh?
Yeah.
But that's what something you get after 30 years of effort for meditating.
You can
release them so easily.
You can bound those. You can bound those. You can bound those. You can bound those. You can bound those.
This is not very important. This is because of your concentration many years. This energy is there, no? Just energy, not you.
Yeah.
This is just energy because you're a long time like this, you have this energy, huh? Happening like this.
So just ignore.
Not ignore, aware then.
No.
And understanding that this is not you. This is a nature. To try to understanding that is what it is.
To what degree are you to be your tema? To recognize your problem, Macau, to what are you? You think that because of 30 years of practice this is a special result from it. It's not. It's just a result of concentration. You can go more, there can be more special things than this, understanding and wisdom. This is just a sensation in the head.
Yeah.
You don't need to be attached to it.
But it's very hard to release them, you know.
I don't say don't need to release.
Mo tu ai rao lu sik ka ma lu cha ji lu cha la khet de le.
Sik ka ji.
So look at that desire. Look at the wanting to keep it. Look at that.
But now as you give us a new approach for meditating, I would like to try it.
Yeah.
But if you don't concentrate at first, how do you have the samadhi or something like that?
Do concentrating awareness. Go ahead.
We are afraid that our mind will wander away.
Concentrate awareness. Go ahead.
Do you know the difference between concentration and awareness?
Yeah. You have to concentrate to know something, huh?
No, you don't.
But too many things will come, you know, at one time, like I asked
well,
last night,
and
your mind will wander if you
it's
don't concentrate on it.
No.
many things is not wondering.
I'm wondering when she looked at that event, does she, what kind of mind you had at the time you watched?
No, if you know many things happening, this is awareness. This is concentration already there. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
You recognize many things happening because you are aware. You're not aware there's many things happening. This is you lost.
But we have a tendency to resolve them, to solve them, to analyze them, everything. Not to observe first and to
think
analyze
up.
Everything.
When analyze the shablon.
Solve them.
Appear like Shania, but solution like Shania, solve
them.
Just be aware of what's happening enough.
That's enough.
Continue aware. This continually, where every time you happening, you aware, where you all of automatic the mind. Oh, this happening.
That's
know.
A collecting information.
Yes, data. They collect the data. Then data is complete. Then knowledge
but
coming.
But have to solve, right? To get to.
What is solve?
No, to what China? Because
the problems.
The biro China tu niang atu lo tu lo da tu apa biasa. သူကဓာရီမလုပ်ပါဘူးအရင်တော့ဆိုရင်သူတို့မစဉ်းစားခိုင်းဘူးလေအဲ့တော့ဓာရီစစ်ကအဖြေတွေပေးနေသူသိမကြိုက်ဘူးထင်တယ်သူဓာရီမလုပ်ပါဘူးလို့ထင်တယ်တကယ်တမ်း
မသိဘူးမသိဘူးည
ာသူလို့သူလို့တော့
နေကြည့်ပါဒါစစ်ကသူ့ကိုလုပ်နေတာလားကိုယ်ဝင်လုပ်နေတာ
Okay he wants to know these solutions that are coming from the mind are you trying to solve or the mind keeps gives its own solution the mind which one you are doing or the mind is
I don't know. If I don't concentrate, then I don't, you know, I just stop thinking about a lot of things. Many
concentration
things done, yeah.
So
maybe some past experience, some, something, not only the thing that's happening, but the past things, and you know, maybe the wrong things to dig in the past, you know, that to regret it. You know, hope for the future.
When you are this happening, you recognize, don't follow the storyline.No, past story or future story, don't follow that, don't pay attention to the storyline. You think the mind is happening, thinking mind happening, and feeling regret, aware the feeling is a feeling. Feeling is a feeling, thought is a thought. No? Thought is nature, feeling is nature. Do you know this? Do you understand this? Feeling is nature, no? I already explained. Feeling is nature, thought is nature. The mind, wandering mind, thinking mind is nature. Feeling also nature. This attitude first. And recognize, oh, the mind is thinking. The mind is feeling. Feeling happening, thinking happening, enough.
Okay.
Understand? Aware this, right attitude and aware this. Don't, because you don't want to this happening, that's why you concentrate.This is only samatha. Samadhi, you will not understand it.
Just try to be aware of the present time. That's all.
Present time, what's happening, that's enough.
And you don't have to worry about the past or the future.
Worry also, what? Feeling aware of the worryness.
So you recognize
yourself. Trying to save the world and yourself and everything.Everything happens. What is
going
to your mind?
This is nature. The mind do it. This is the nature of the mind. This is the nature.
Yeah.
We try to understand it, the nature of the mind. So let it come in. And
become
we try to aware the activity of mind, not storyline.
Tu orang label tu yang ada.
Ada disiplin
tu. Alu tak tu kau pior kau kau ni. Masa tu sekat
tu. Now you recognize this happening. You,It's okay. That's all. Do what can I? My
fear,
my fear, my
fear.
Because your judgment coming, this and should not, this should. Don't judge. Just activity of mind happening, let that happen. Your duty is, happening is not your duty. Nature of the mind, no? The mind duty. Your duty is recognize this happening. But don't follow the storyline. If you feeling coming, okay, no problem. Feeling is a feeling.Be aware of the feeling. And thought coming, be aware of the thought is thought. Then slowly you can learn from thought and feeling how to connect.
So last back to the earlier question. Her question is just, well, in every situation we watch the defilement first to see if we have any defilement.
Yeah.
So let
how
let
do you know the watch the defilement? Huh? What's defilement? What do you experience?
So you have to watch like just three of them, delusion, version or
really. Yeah, yeah, you watch the defilement. How do you know? How do you expect, how do you experience this happening?
Just by sensation?
Or? Yeah, feeling.
Yeah.
You know, when your defilement coming, you know the mind is suffering or something, energy. Yeah? Dosa also, you can feel the dosa.
Yeah.
You can feel the lava. Yeah?
Yes.
And also thinking. Feeling and thinking, you can experience your mind.
Yes.
Feeling and thinking.
So, but my question is, we have to watch the defilement and have them calm down before we can we start thinking of doing anything. Is that what you said?
If your defilement is there, not intentionally thinking. No?
Mm-hmm.
Not intentionally
talent.
See, I'll tell you doing it.
Intentionally
thinking. Stop the intentionally thinking. Just watch the feeling and thought, feeling and thought.
Okay.
Aware mode. Then time calm down, then you can think.
So that does mean that we have to do things slowly. Before we do anything, we just ask ourselves like, do we have any defilement we have right now? In what state of mind we
wait
have right
a
now?
Little bit, wait a while.
Okay.
More watch. Huh? If you're watching your skiffle, now move faster and faster.
Okay.
Because beginning a little bit wait and practice. Huh? Not immediately doing or immediately talking. Wait and watch. Wait and watch your mind. Practice like this. Long time. This awareness stronger and stronger, more easy to watch. Then you can handle the situation faster. Beginning a little bit difficult. Wait.
There's one thing that's not clear for me. Is that like you said that like we should try to open all the senses, right? We should, and then the more awareness we have.
Open
you,
the or door mean is you not target any object.
Right.
You wait your mind aware or awareness there. This meaning is you open the door. Understand?
Right.
People think he open the door is he observed every door. Not like this. Open the door means you wake the mind is aware there. You more attention of your awareness. That's all. Naturally the mind know this, know that.
Okay. And the object so comes.
Come already.
Okay.
Need already object already happening, already. You only do is you aware or not. Understand? Open the door means that other people thinking.
Yeah.
All every door he applied this like this. It's difficult. You don't follow the object. This means open the door. You check your mind is aware. The mind is knowing or what the mind knowing or what the mind aware of. And naturally the mind do this. Now you know everything you see, you know already. The mind know. Hearing also. Body sensation also, the mind know already. You watch the mind is what the mind knowing of, what the mind is aware of. Enough. This means you open the door. Because we talking to him like this. This is my new explanation.
This is the first time he has said it like this, but it's very good. Because he explains open, but your question just triggered his saying, when you don't follow the objects, it's open. It doesn't mean that you follow all the doors. And, yeah, this is new, but it's very good.
Any? I did it.
Yeah.
So, difficult, if you practice difficult term.
Just say it, I try to.
In my life, I meditation in my life.
Oh,
yes.
Daily life.
If I the object comes, just I look at the memory in my film and reaction.
Reaction.
And I look at the mind, and I feel it, it calm down.
Emotion moving.
The mind is changing.
No, the mind body is moving, contact.
Yeah, the emotion is moving.
Just
feel it.
Just look down there.
Your body is
tension.
In the body.
No tension.
Tension.
Then?
I look at the early body talk just here. I just take see you turn your hand this up and down, right,
right. That's it. Hey. She said that she looked at your moving, it's just like nothing. Then up,
that's
down.
Charlie pure on it.
That's great.
Charlie, you wish you had to not be able to do.
So you pay attention if your awareness continues or not. No? What you see is not important. No? Seeing just seeing,
yeah,
hearing just hearing. But you pay attention of your awareness continues aware.
Yeah. I know I aware my mind, aware.
Yeah.
But
you recognize your mind is aware?
Yeah.
Huh?
Because
yeah.
I have question with you about anicca.
Money.
No.
No. Okay.
Because anicca, that's really changing.
No. Only the seeing changing, not anicca yet.
No.
Not only the changing, seeing changing, not anicca.
No, I understand.
Okay.
But
I don't want to say anicca easily.
Practice.
She said by her experience, impermanently is nothing.
Experience is nothing.
She said that if she can one to one to plan it, maybe it's better for her.
Thì con có chỉ thấy cái nó không dao động, ví dụ như bên ngoài nó dao động nhưng mà nhìn vào trong cái tâm cái cảm giác mà nó bình thản.
Thì chỉ cần con yeah. biết cô đang
nghe
So you recognize your awareness continue happening. Okay?
Yeah,
try to awareness your awareness, you recognize your awareness
yeah.
is happening.
Yeah.
That's enough. This is important. This is experience not important.
Okay.
She wanted me to help her to do
something,
you know, because her English not good enough. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Tại sao lâu cả mãi được thế? Cả mình cứ bắt bên nhau rồi bảo xin thề lại mà vậy.
Xin
thề lại mà vậy. Tú lo là sao biểu này mà thế?
She said that why she doing thing, she aware of what she doing and she knowing, knowing mind is recognize something and that's it. You know, she know that the mind is rushing to do something, mind is ready to have, you know, some anger. She know it, you know, but it not happen anything. And she would like to find out that is that the awareness is still very very. Obviously, not go into the detail yet. Is that correctly?
Yeah, you practice like this, main thing like this. Yeah.
Thầy nói là cứ nhìn
đi
cái mà rõ ràng nhất để được chưa
đi vào một siêu tu học thầm là thầm
cái
gì
đó ok
đó là những tâm ấy biết của con như là
She
said that why she do the sitting and the awareness is quiet, you know, dull. And she just want to find out that the awareness of the daily activity is different.
Oh, wait, yeah.
That's the one to know that. Oh, is that correctly or not?
This is the nature. Because activity of the mind is awake. When you are sitting, the mind is calm down. That time you need more alert, more object, more let the mind aware of many objects. Daily activity is the nature of the mind active. You need to do something. You need to, that's why the mind is more awake. When you're sitting, the mind is quiet. The idea no need to do nothing. So the mind is a little bit dull. So you need to more aware of, more busy the awareness.
Thầy nói là khi đó cái tâm của cô nó yên lặng đó, thì nó có cái khuynh hướng là nó lắng xuống. Thì cô cần phải chú ý tới nhiều và đúng thực. Đừng có để nó như là mê mãi trong cái chuyện là nó lừ và cái tâm nó giả dự đó. Thì mà biểu phải cho nó có nhiều và đối tượng lên.
Dạ thưa, nhưng mà con muốn hỏi là nếu mà cứ dạy biết cục, cứ dạy biết về tâm tham, tâm sân, chứ con thông thường là sao?
Ông nói cái đó thì nó tự nhiên như vậy thôi. Nó tự nhiên đi ra cái DVD là như vậy.
Thì đó con để gọi là trí tuệ.
Không.
Dạ, có chữ hay biết thôi.
Dạ, trí sẽ là hay biết. She just wondering that is that the wisdom or just the
knowledge? Not wisdom yet. Mind is a little bit and it's awake. So, any? Anybody?
Quý vị nào mà có những cái câu hỏi đặc biệt đó thì có thể gặp
no
sự tối á, thì lúc bây giờ ông định thì sẽ check cho ông có thể giải đáp được hay không. Tại vì tối qua thì buổi tối không có để cái chương trình gì hết, để cho ông nghỉ. Nhưng mà đều nếu mà thì sẽ có những câu hỏi gì đó thì
sẽ ok. Then
còn nhiều câu hỏi.
And then I laugh at myself, say, oh, forget it, and you try to get up early in the morning.
Why you said forget it?
First, when I
wake up, the mind wake. When you wake up, you recognize the mind is thinking about this.
Thinking about it.
It's so thinking.
Yeah, I know it's a thinking, and I laugh at myself. Why I'm thinking it? You know, it's not important.
Oh, not like this. Just the nature, the mind thinking. You aware the mind thinking. That's all. No, don't think about the. No. Stop or not.
Cut it off.
Huh? Let it be. The nature, the mind nature, you think, because you are very new, the mind must be think. This is the nature, he can think, so you recognize all the mind thinking this, just enough. No need to cut.
Oh, okay. Usually I cut a lot of time when I think.
No judgment about what happening. This should or not, need or not. Don't judge about this. Just the mind is thinking naturally, simply, the mind thinking this, you recognize the mind thinking this, enough.
And then let go.
No need to let go, just aware.
Oh, just aware, okay.
Just aware what happening, that's all. It's my thinking, my any story. No problem. You need to know the mind is happening. Thinking mind happening. Thinking new one. Next one. Next one. Slowly you recognize happening, happening, happening. We try to learn this, try to understand it. The mind is happening. You more recognize happening, happening is a new coming. Don't cut. Just be aware this happening. Next.
Okay.
New.
What do we need to do so that we don't follow the story?
If you recognize, you do not follow the story. Oh.
But the tendency is to follow the story.
You want to follow the story. So pay attention to the intention. To what? If this intention you can recognize, then the mind wants to think about this. This intention mind, energy you can feel. So what's that? This energy? Intention energy. Intention energy, let's finish. Because of this energy, you think you want more. This is a cause, this is the effect. So you watch your intention mind. We stand not less. Understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So finish. You?
Okay. I have a general question.
Okay.
I have not much experience about daily practice.
Huh?
I have not much experience about the daily practice. My question is, there are so many things that we can see and what do I have to do? I cannot see all at the same time or notice all at the same time.
No, you cannot see all. You can. As much as you can.
That's the answer. I must say you can.
As much as you can. You cannot see all. You cannot. Depend on your mind. Huh? The mind, how much strength they have. The mind strength, then you can see many. But you cannot see all. I also cannot see all. I only see as much as I can. So I know what I know. I don't know what I don't know.
So I have the choice. I have the choice.
Yeah.
To pick up what I...
Not pick up. You try is your awareness. Huh? Awareness is there or not? That's your choice. Object is not your choice. Understand? Don't try the object. You don't want to see everything. Don't follow the object. Forget the object. Understand? Mm-hmm. Be more attention to the mind, what the mind aware of. What the mind is aware. Your attention is your mind. Where the practice mind, awareness mind. That's all.
Now the next question is, when I note an object, how can I stop right there instead of follow through? What's the trick?
See, just see. You want to look, you want to do it, see, just see. Yeah. Who is follow the story?
My mom.
Defilement. So, you watch your defilement, that's all.
Defilement.
If understanding arising, then stop. The stop mean is, when you see, no defilement cannot stop, cannot continue this stop. So, just seeing is when you're seeing, you understand something. Then the mind is stopped. Not the mind is stopped.
Stops or is it? Nothing needs to stop. No need to stop.
Defilement cannot happen. That mean is, what you mean is stop?
We don't follow up, we don't think more.
Oh, defilement not horizon. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So when you see something, the awareness and understanding coming, defilement not happen. That means it's like this. Learning. Every time you learn, you see something, the defilement coming, you watch your defilement.
Yeah.
That's all. You cannot stop. Awareness Judy is he can know what is happening.
Recognize.
Understanding Judy is he can stop the defilement. Not you cannot stop the defilement. Let the understanding grow. Your Judy is aware and learn every time. every time aware and learn, aware and learn, the understanding is present. That time, defilement cannot come. You cannot stop the mind, no?
Because it's a habit. When I see or hear something, automatically...
Go. This is the nature. This is defilement nature. Now, every time the mind go, you watch the mind. You don't try to stop the process. Try to understand the process. Defilement doing this, you know that defilement doing this, also you free. Because of understanding, this is defilement, not you. This is another. Then you cannot follow this process. Then when understanding is stronger, the process stop. Defilement stop. That's all.
သူတို့နဲ့စကားပြောရင်လေအမေရိကန်နေနဲ့ပြောရင်သူတို့အရန်မေးတယ်ဦးစီကဖြစ်ရမယ်ဟာတွေကိုပြောရင်သူတို့အရန်မေးတယ်အဲ့တော့ဦးစီကပြန်ပြီးတော့လုံးရမယ်ဟာရှိတယ်ပြောတယ်သူတို့နဲ့ဆိုရင်ဦးစီကတချီလုံးဖြစ်ရမယ်ဟာတွေပြောတော့သူတို့ဖြစ်အောင်လုပ်နေဦးစီကလုံးရမယ်ဟာကိုမပြောဘဲနဲ့ဖြစ်ရမယ်ဟာတွေပဲသူ့ကိုပြောတယ်ညာဖြစ်တာရမယ်ဟိုအခုလုံးရမယ်ဟာဦးစီကသူ့ကိုပြောရှိနေတ ตัวละเอ่อบ่รู้จินน่ะพี่อ่ะมาหาเลยอย่าหลุจินน่ะเอ้าเอาพี่อ่ะหลุออูมั้ยบ่ดูพี่ดิหลุละมั้ยเนาะชิ้นเปียเดี๋ยวพี่มาดิหลุชิ้นเปียมาดิหลุติมาบ่เออแต่จ่องชิ้นเปียดาพี่ดิหลุพี่มันไปญาบ่รู้เอาหลุเลยดิไปแม่บ่รู้หลุเลยดาดิหลุชิ้นเปียมายามบ่ตําแม่ญาชื่อแต่หลุเนี่ยพั้นหลุยาเลยเนาะอุเซนสกาอ่ะใต้บ่ปี้สนเนาะญาบ่ชื่อแต่ดาแล้วดิหลุเว้ยชื่อมาบ่ยาบ่รู้บ่แม่ดาจ่องบ่รู้
个老话咪下边叫我指甲咪下边指开个，啊，老样。
嗯。
Yeah, that's what you discussed
about. There's a difference between the Americans and the Asians. When he explains the Dharma, when he explains the results, like he's explaining to him that when understanding comes, understanding can prevent defilements. If he says this to the Americans will ask a lot of questions. They'll say, but how to make understanding happen? Or, you know, they'll ask like that. But the Asians don't ask this question. They take it for granted, and then what they will do is they will try to have the understanding. They will try to make it happen. This is just habit, just because Asians are very accepting. But Americans ask more questions, so he always has to go back to what they have to do now. Then he will explain to them, this is what you have to do now, because you cannot make understanding come, but you can do the practice like this, so the understanding comes. But he's just trying to explain this flow. Even when he explains to all of you, some of you will get it. Some of you will understand and just know, right, when understanding comes, which is someday, but now the practice is like this. But some people will think, oh, when understanding comes, it'll be like this, so I have to try and get understanding. And then they forget about the practice. They're just trying to get understanding. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit deluded like that, yeah. So I'm just...
That's why I said understanding you cannot make. You can practice, learn, that's all. You are aware and learn every time happening. That is what you should do. Awareness, you cannot make the awareness arise. You cannot make the... not expectation to the awareness, understanding coming. You expect understanding is a greed. That's why I said you already see your defilement doing. That's enough. You're just learning every time. Be aware of this process. When the you are blue, yeah, look.
So understanding enough to do yet or not?
Understanding
not enough, you still continue. But this is not problem. If enough understanding, the defilement stop. But you cannot do. You can awareness can do is what is going on, but not understanding very well. He learn. If understanding enough, the process of defilement stop. This is nature.
Sometimes you don't want to just want to stop.
No, want to stop. Yes, learn. Let prove.
No way to stop it.
No way to stop. Yes, right.
We just want a shortcut.
Yeah, everybody.
Magic.
The Dharma is no shortcut. Cause and effect. No? If you enough cause, effect is coming. Not enough cause or not effect coming. What you want or not, cannot.
From your explanation and from your example yesterday about the computer, about technologies, information technology, data information and knowledge.
Yeah. Learning. This is learning. Yeah.
But
process.
It seems that you suggest that those kind of level of understanding, they are complementary. They are not in conflict. They are not right. You can help each other.
Yes. The data coming, the comment, knowledge happening. Then you use, how to use, you slowly learn. Then you can use, it become wisdom.
One day, in a daily life, I try to do some, like put up recently the shoes, always put, you know, take my right feet first, then left feet, and put it back, right feet first, right. And when I open the door and everything, I do the same way. That's easy for me to be aware.
Yeah.
Is that a good process or
no problem?
Is that a good process or no? No.
No problem.
For calmly hal,
no problem. Let it do. Your awareness better is good. If you pass doing awareness good, also you do this. Awareness better is good. Not doing is not. Not very good. Doing whatever. But this doing your awareness good,
when,
it's okay.
When I do the same, it's the same all the time. Easy for me to aware.
Yes.
If I just put it, I
this is a habit. Now long time habit, so let it be. Let it be. Good.
So, that's go back to my question. I said, should I do slow? Because when I do slow, my awareness...
It's become nature.
Level.
He's not trying to slow down. He all the time doing this, right? Breath.
See, arrange her movement.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, ran.
Now mine become a habit because
yeah,
I do slow and I do left right and I look at heavy soft.
First, you can start like this, huh?
Yes.
And being aware. Come to awareness, huh? Slowly. If you're aware, you know everything. First, you start to aware this, aware that, huh? 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you're walking. Start slowly, you aware this, aware that, and slowly, then you say the mind is aware or not. Change that habit, no? And slowly you can recognize your awareness there. Next time, no need to like this aware that. Just aware your mind is aware or not. Slowly change, no? Because immediately you cannot change directly. First you aware the object, then a little bit calm down, then you change check your mind is aware or not. Habit, change the habit. And also you can play it like this, you cannot do nothing, just aware your mind. Huh? The mind is aware yourself, then do. Do, huh? But you aware, your mind is aware. Check your mind aware and let the body do. Don't pay attention to the body.
Oh really? Yeah. When you do, you don't pay attention?
Yeah, you pay attention is your mind, aware of awareness.
But when you do, you watch your hand while you do it.
Yes. If you're aware, you know already.
I'm not to that level, so I don't know that at
all. But awareness is the same as mindfulness?
Yes.
Okay,
now you're aware yourself. The whole body.
It is the same.
Now the mind is aware.
Yes.
Now you recognize?
Intention?
Yes.
Now, good. Now you're aware yourself. Now. You aware
just
yourself?
Aware that my body, the whole body is sitting.
Okay, sitting, you aware your whole body, no?
Yes.
And you check your mind is aware or not?
Yes.
You recognize the mind aware?
Right.
Then your hand move.
move your hand, but aware.
You know?
I know, I aware that my hands move.
But keep your eye on the awareness and move your hand. Keep your eye on the awareness and move your hand. Can the, it's still known, right?
Still,
it's still known,
known.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
still
known.
I'm learning. I'm learning.
Understand now?
A little bit.
Awareness, mindfulness is not intention.
Awareness is different from intention. You can be aware,
want to do something.
Yeah, yeah. Or an energy. It's an energy actually that pushes your action. Not the thinking, not the planning mind. Not the planning. I want to do something. That's not intention. When you move your hand, there's an energy that pushes the hand. That's the intention.
First, you need to know awareness, not intention later.
Just because we have to go somewhere. She wanted to pay respect and then asking for her to go out.
Yes,
yes. But I'm not sure if you're American. I'm not sure if you're American. I'm not sure if you're American. I'm not sure if you're
I don't know.